Dave.
Yes, Jerry.
Hey, Dave, sir.
Has there been a change in weather terminology in the past few weeks?
What would that be?
Well, the reason I ask is you guys will say, it's going to be 10 below tonight. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I've heard that this weekend.
Cold, Dave, not cool.
Yeah, there's no way when it's like 5 below, it's cool. I've heard that, too. It's amazing to me.
Oh, boy.
Dave, cool is when it's like, I don't know, in the wintertime, maybe 25, 30.
Well, you know,
In the summertime, like 55, maybe cool.
It's cold, but it's cold. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So don't say cool anymore, please.
Well,
please, Dave, please.
Okay, please. For you, Don, I'll just say cold.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, what would you call 10 above, then? Cool?
Cold, man.
Ah, jeez.
Well, hell, 10 above isn't exactly shirt sleeve weather. Well, it's cold.
It's, okay. It's a matter of relativity.
It's cold until it gets around freezing.
If this had been a normal winter, this would seem like a breeze.
Dave,
you know?
Dave.
Well,
Dave.
Don't go Dave.
If you stand outside in your shirt sleeves and it's 10 above zero, are you cool or are you cold?
Jeez.
That's the question to answer, sir.
Well, who stands out in their shirt sleeves in the middle of winter?
Well, but
you
understand the point,
though.
If you stand outside long enough, you would get frostbite if it's 10 above zero. That means it's cold. It doesn't mean it's cool.
Okay. If you're dressed properly, it's just cool.
But if the reason you're dressed properly is why? Because it's cold, not because it's cool.
Oh, okay.
That's why you got to be dressed. You got to have a scarf on. You got to have mittens on.
Whatever you say.
Because it's cold.
Then. Okay.
Thank you. I hate to have to spank you like this verbally, but doggone it.
I kind of like it.